Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, October 2, 1901. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, you are to work as Christ worked. He labored in the synagogues, and he went from place to place meeting the people where he could, in their homes, at the seaside, in the highways and byways. Our manner of working must be after God's order. The work that is done for God in our large cities must not be according to man's devising. The gospel is not properly represented by the course Elder Frankie has pursued. God does not want any such example given to his workers, for it is entirely contrary to Christ's example. If Elder Frankie persists in following the course which he has followed in the past, he should not be sustained by the conference. The means which he has drawn from the people and used extravagantly would support 3 workmen in the field. In our work, we are to remember the way in which Christ worked. He made the world. He made man. Then he came in person to the world to show its inhabitants how to live sinless lives. Brother Haskell, the Lord has given you an opening in New York City. And your mission work there is to be an example of what mission work in other cities should be. You are to show how the work should be carried forward, sowing the seed and then gathering the harvest. There are those who can unite with you in your labor, engaging in the work understandingly and in full sympathy with you. The workers are never to make an idol of self, but are to put on Christ Jesus, all working harmoniously. Your work in New York has been started in right lines. You are to make in New York a center for missionary effort from which work can be carried forward successfully. The Lord desires this center to be a training school for workers, and nothing is to be allowed to interrupt the work. After the people have embraced the truth and taken their stand, then the Lord will prepare them to be educated for the full reception of Bible truth. You must select as helpers men who can carry the work forward solidly and thoroughly, laboring for the conversion of the whole being, body, soul, and spirit. A solid foundation, laid upon gospel plans, must be laid for the building up of the church.